to be depressed. Like, I was like, I was laying in bed like, damn, dude, my parents were in like their 20s when they had my family, and like, I'm old. Like, my kids aren't even gonna, like, I'm 38, and instead of having kids, I did pretty good. I caught myself. I was trying to be like, I didn't do shit with my life. And it took me a second to be like, actually, shit's pretty sick, dude. Nice.
That's so funny. Yeah. Your Irish jeans in the morning were like, it's just so much trouble in me.
Yeah, so much trouble. Terrible trouble. Oh, I should have had kids. I'm going to die alone. I fucking... Instead, I pissed away my life. No, I actually had a good life. Nice. Yeah, fuck yeah.
It is funny to be like...
Then I got out of bed. I was like, nice. It's a good start.
It is nice trying to run the old program and just being like, such a I fucked up with stupid piece of shit. You look around, you're like, what am I going to do today? That's fucking awesome. Yeah, fuck.
I gotta go look at a house.
Yeah. Look at this dumb fucking house. Here goes, damn it.
Bullshit house. It's the coolest house I've ever seen. Fuck.
Yeah. Fucking natural redwood fucking flooring.
Bullshit.
Actually kind of sick now. You can't represent?
It feels weird like representing.
Represent, who you think about representing?
I represent Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Nice. I love the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
God, oh, I see you. True. So you're like, don't look at me right now, guys.
Don't.
Guys, I'm a poor reflection of Notre Dame's program.
I'm a poor reflection of the Nick Diaz Army right now. Yeah. Also, I was wearing these gray sweatpants again without underpants.
With the boner.
God, they have these things that are like buoys.
Yeah.
For your ashes.
Oh, no, stop it, dude.
So they took them out on a boat.
Chop me up, burn me now, put me in one, bro.
Put him in a cremated buoy it's biodegradable. It goes away in the water. On the way out, there was drinks were had.
Dude, this guy fucking rules, dude, to plan that out.
My aunt, she took the buoy. She's the one who threw it in. She had a couple drinks. Oh. And she was, her last words to him, she was like, okay, go live with the fishies.
No one handles death better than the Irish, dude. Nobody handles death better than the Irish.
Yeah, I had to.
There's one moment in their life they're forced to be sentimental. They can't do it.
No one can do it.
I watched my grandfather do it he had to throw a rose in a casket, and he was like, all right, we're done. And he just threw it in there and walked away. He was like,
I got close to it. There was a slideshow at the.
Oh, dude.
You know, coffee and donuts. Everyone's hanging out. Slideshow. My father was just staring at it, tearing up, and I was like, get the fuck away from this thing, Phil. Don't look at it. And then I started looking at it, and I was like,
slideshow.
Crying for our family.
Slideshow crushed.
Slideshow got me. You know, it was me and him in like eighth grade. Like, he was my confirmation sponsor. That was my guy, dude.
Just like wondering if Ireland has Secret Service, or not Secret Service, like a CIA.
Yeah, probably.
Dude, they must be the worst. They can't think of a secret, dude.
They spill the beans. They drink whiskey and spill the beans every night.
I kept laughing thinking about it,
we're
dude.
Having a secret mission this week. Fuck, you've done it again. Spilled the beans out of the bowl.
Any country finds him, puts him in a room with just two beers, like, I can't take it. Yeah. Drink two, and look, I'll tell you what you want to know.
I'll tell you something.
It's your truth serum. They give him two beers. Yeah. Like, it was us. We were going to kill the Queen of England. We were going to get her, and she died, and we said we will kill the black one and get a black lady.
Yeah.
I kept laughing all day. I was doing it to Brittany all day. Irish what? CIA. We killed a black lady.
Just getting hammered.
I fucking killed a queen.
James Bond going to the casino. Doesn't leave the bar. Gets ruined at the crabs table.
Fuck. Fuck. We're fucking ruined. They gotta keep... Stop sending me to missions and casinos.
He just gets like a robot lady pregnant. He's like, fuck, we gotta get married. My mom.
Boom.
Yeah, it was making me laugh about them just being the worst funny. CIA in history. That gave me a giggle, and I went, God, what are we going to do about Israel?
Own me?
They could.
That'd be nasty, dude.
Everyone's clone, kind of bro. Sick.
It's a herd of me.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what are you going to worst comes worse, you clone me, and I get to do the ultimate showdown with my shadow self. My government, Matt McCusker, I'll fight him to the death.
That'd be crazy, dude.
I want them. I'm going to take it. I took actually two, 23andMe and the other one.
You took 23andMe?
Yeah, I took
both. We've talked about this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you had zero Ashkenazi Jew.
No, I had zero.
But
no,
didn't you say your dad had like a percent?
He lied to one of our uncles.
He claims. Dude, it's so weird because it's like I have 1% Western Asian.
Wanted a transfusion.
Well, my dad told me I was Jewish when I was in grade school. We had to do a project for school, like find out what we were. And he told me I was Jewish to mess with me. And then I went into school and they're like, you're not Jewish, dude.
Yes, I am.
But and he was being like, no, I was fucking around. I was saying like, I'm an Irish Jew. I'm good with my money. And I was trying to get to school. It was the 90s, dude. Yeah, yeah. And it was a compliment.
No, I know. It's just funny. A kid hears that. He's like, Jewish. Perfect. The report tomorrow.
I was dead serious. But I was excited.
Dad, what are we? I'm an Irish Jew, son.
My dad always, he always goes, I'm not fucking Irish. Like, crap. He holds it down where he goes, those fucking idiots. He's like, yeah. I'm not fucking Irish. I'm English and I'm Jewish.
He's like a white Israelite. That's fucking sick, dude. I'm actually a true Jew. I'm English. No, you're Irish. Fuck.
Yeah, he's been holding it down. But no, I looked into it. I have 1% Western Asian in me, which I'm pretty pumped on.
Makes
Western
sense.
Asian, bro.
I got fucked up eyes like that.
Dude, like what?
So it was good. And you know, things.
What are those
well.
Guys like? Are they kind of three of the same guy? Or
yeah.
They, yeah.
They're awesome. They were exactly who you'd hope they'd be. They're just fun.
What do they have to say about Philly? Were they?
That's where. All right. So I'm Mr. fucking off the IRA. Well, yeah, the second somebody, any foreigner is like fucking America, you guys fucking out of your minds. Fat. The food's terrible. You guys, why don't you shoot up a fucking school?
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you guys do anything ever? Your country's a dump. Shut the fuck up. I'm Mr. fucking Ireland. You realize you're an American the second.
Yeah, Ireland is an American colony.
Fucking right, dude.
That's what I
don't tell me, Cap. Don't tell them. Don't bring that shit up.
They're our colony.
No, 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 no. Don't
we bring send that up. Them. We send them goods and travel.
Don't bring that up.
What?
They've already got one oppressor. We got to get England.
No,
out
we
of
don't
there.
Oppress. We support.
We need England out of there.
Yeah, out of the north.
Yeah.
Did you'd they get probably into support that them?
I don't. Honestly, I'm going to show my ass here. I don't really know what's going on.
None of us do.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I don't you just really got to pick a side.
Yeah.
Be obnoxious.
I just okay.
personally
just the Irish blood in you, bro.
Yeah, true. True. Just fucking.
That's the white slave blood in you, brother.
I mean, yeah, true.
We're not allowed to talk about it. Not allowed to talk about it. Didn't happen. Our ancestors' sufferings didn't matter.
We're still being fucking oppressed. We're still being oppressed, dude. It's 2023. We can't even talk about it.
Can't even say it. You might be onto something, but anyway.
What's up with the IRA? Is that still going on?
No, not really.
Is it peace in Ireland?
Yeah.
There
has
been. All right.
Yeah, there has been.
They chilled?
Yeah.
Bombs. Once you bring out the bombs, people start. You get the people. You know, you get the ear.
Yeah,
the
Molotov
across country.
Yeah, especially when you start getting framed by, you know, MI6.
Yeah.
Mm.
Spy versus spy at that point, though.
They joined with the Protestants. Started framing the IRA for shit.
Bullshit.
Damn. Yeah. Protestants. Yeah.
Nasty Protestants.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
Yeah, they're nasty.
Fighting over religion. Religious.
Yeah, they're all religion. The whole point of the religion is like every man for themselves. It's like, yeah, well, fucking. It's on you, bro.
Mm.
Don't bother me.
And then the Vikings popped over there for a hot minute.
Yeah.
To Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild. But that was way
I watched a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah, they're
back. I got Viking blood in me.
There you go.
A little bit. I mean, you know, loser and winner combined.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame to think about.
What?
My poor great, 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 great. Seeing the QAnon shaman dude coming off the boat. Storming the castle, slaying my great 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 grandfather.
Yeah. And just fucking his wife.
I mean, he's probably jacked as fucking tall.
Yeah.
True.
Which obviously, you know, talking a long time back then. Really?
I haven't proposed yet, but you know who they are.
I was just over there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. How was that?
What a shithole country.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that hurt.
No, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Did you have
Dublin's
because
awesome.
You did that late show? I wanted to ask you that.
Vicar Street was amazing.
What a club, right? Or what
a
room. That's my dream place.
That place was perfect.
Yeah, that's the like place that all the comedians
that's
play.
The homecoming.
Yeah, and I don't know what you call it, but that's the goal. I've always wanted to
do it.
Yeah, but not that I'm selling any tickets.
You could sell 1,000 tickets in Dublin.
You think so?
I do.
Maybe not. The special's out.
Yeah.
Check it out. But you did a late show, which is unheard of.
Like, oh, in...
When they add shows, they usually just add second, like the next day mm-hmm. in Ireland. It's very rare. It's more of an American thing to have two shows on the same day. And when... Because Tim Dillon did his, the late show, yeah. He said it was he couldn't. There was a fight broke out immediately. Someone, Tim Dillon came out to a late show. First person says something like, fuck Catholics, someone said in the front row. And then the whole crowd was like, boo, is that throwing balls at them or something?
Classic.
They couldn't even,
classic Ireland.
Dude, no one would remember this sex show. Well, they wasted, right?
They were hammered, but it wasn't anything too bad. They were, because Irish crowds are funny.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like smart. Even while they're hammered and yelling shit, it's still kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, it was Kneecap Boys came to Philly. I had to meet up with them. Have to go.
Yeah.
That became a night. I was like, free Palestine. That was a crazy night, dude. I had an Irish fucking balaclava on, like, free Palestine. Yeah, so it was good. And, things
What are those
well.
Guys like? Are they kind of three of the same guy? Or
They're awesome. They were exactly who you'd hope they'd be. They were just fun.
What did they have to say about Philly? Were they...
That's where, all right, so I'm Mr. fucking, off the IRA. Second somebody, any foreigner is like, fucking, America, you guys fucking out of your minds, fat, the food's terrible. You guys, why don't you shoot up a fucking school?
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you guys do anything ever? Your country's a dump. Shut the fuck up. I'm Mr. fucking Ireland. You realize you're an American the second.
Yeah, Ireland is an American colony.
No, I know. It should be on. It should go like in honorary. It would be totally acceptable to be like top 10 plays and be like, and then honorary play. Here
girls
you go.
Top 10.
Check it out. Yeah.
Let's separate that.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Women's top 10.
Yeah. Rather than being like,
and even
a
fucking tease top 10 would be nice too. If we're going to really
true.
Do it.
True. Yeah, if we're going to really
just
get into it.
Fucking swimming highlights.
ESTN, dude.
Yeah,
ESTN.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
That'd
just
be
a
so
dude fucking to join the track team, just scorching those bitches.
That would be funny to like just take it so far, and like there's like the top 10 plays, and like number 3 is just 2 guys having sex, and you're like, fuck, what is this?
Sorry, you don't like that, conservatives? Number 3, look at the way you fucking jammed it in this guy's ass. Whoa, slam a jamma. Oh, man.
Yeah, that shit's annoying, man, because they're doing it on purpose, and they're doing it for ratings, and it's like, dude, there needs to be a protest.
But it can't be for ratings.
Hmm?
That's the thing. It can't be for ratings.
Yeah.
No one watches that.
I guess you're right.
If you like sports, you don't like that. What are they trying to attack? Like, trying to attract, like, the women?
Yeah.
Like, what ladies are sitting down watching fucking ESPN?
You're right.
It's just to bother me.
Yeah,
I'm the only dude watching ESPN in a fucking hotel room at 2 a.m. Just
You're absolutely right, because if you think about that, sports is mostly it's guys, and it's also like, that market of dudes who are like watching sports, crushing beers.
I understand liking sports. Women like sports, some of them
for sure.
You know,
yeah.
There he is. He's up.
What?
He's back, dude. This guy's a fuck. This is Mike Allstott.
Dude, that's
fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It is kind of a strange.
Yeah, women like going to sports.
It's just probably upper level management pressure and them being like, we do this too. Because otherwise, I don't know. The fear is that they're going to get like written up in fucking Mother Jones. There's probably ESPN like CEOs that are just like, oh, they're going to get me. Mother Jones is going to get me.
They used to not show hockey, which really bothered me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think ESPN must have some... They must have signed a deal with NHL.
Okay.
So now they're showing hockey.
Why weren't they showing?
You can tell the announcers, the people that are doing the highlights, they've never watched hockey ever. So they're just like, look at this sick deke. Whoa. Anyway, back to the Lynx. Back to the fucking women's basketball.
She got fouled on that shot and she made it.
That's pretty hard to do, folks.
They cut away from the foul shot, fucking nail in the rim. They're like, cut that. Dude, I had to do press. I had to go to Spokane, like hyper local television show. And you'd be pleased to know that I didn't know where to look. So I'm looking, I thought I was looking at the camera, but the whole time I'm like, looking up at like the corner of the room. So I'm like talking to this lady. I'm like, so
you guys can come catch me at.
For real. It looks real. You guys can come see me at. What are my shows like? Oh, I don't know. I talk about all kinds of stuff.
Oh my God. Those fucking questions.
It was crazy, dude. And I Brittany sent me the thing and I was like, I can't watch this. It was just me. I'm leaning. I would lean on the desk.
Please
and I'd
send
be
it
like,
to me.
I I'll find it. I'll send it to you. I would lean on the desk and then I'd pop up and be like, the lady's like, are you excited to be here? And I'm like, no, not really. I was just trying to be honest. I wasn't trying to be a jerk. And I was just like,
you got to really mentally go into those, like, I'm going to fuck her.